book. I don't know what the words, you don't know what they were, no one else knows. One guess that we really get. And when something said like this is a rather tendency to wonder what these signs were. There is no telling what all that the Lord did. No telling. So we do know one thing, that it is many wonderful signs to get out there to write in the book. But he said, these that are written that we might believe that Jesus is Christ, the Son of the living God. What is so important about believing in Jesus is the Christ, the anointed one, the living God. It says here, and that believing you might have the life. Here he says, that's the important part. You can't have life without Jesus. You can't have Jesus without believing. Believe in it unless you hear about it. And these wonderful things are written that you might know about Jesus. Now, chapter 1 of the book of John gives an idea. He said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Same as in the beginning of God. All things were made by and without without anything true, he says. In other words, the book starts out by a declaration that Jesus Christ is God. And the fifth God is the creator of all things. This God was made manifest in flesh. Read verse 14. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ and that Philippians 2. I don't know how you could have a greater scripture, and I don't know how you could be born in five. Than to know that that person is God himself. He is God. He is the Creator. I'm glad to believe in him. These things are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. When they take me back by inspiration in his book, they take me back in his book, and inspire them, and tell me that Jesus is God. You can't have a better Savior than that. I'm glad to believe. But go on. He is the life, and the life is the life of men. Life and life are used interchangeably to represent or symbolize life, knowledge, righteousness, and the very is body there. Righteousness and the epitome of righteousness is wrapped up in Jesus Christ. In him dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily. tradition that one of the sisters of Jesus was being killed. You say, do you believe that so? I don't know if so or not. Very well, could have been. Somebody said it there. Because the wedding season. And Jesus is called. The mother of Jesus is there. And then, in verse 3, it says, when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. The rest of this statement is very difficult. For the action is perfect there to understand. Because it looks that Jesus rebuked his mother. Jesus did not rebuke his mother. He said, woman, what have I to do with thee? Thine hour is not yet come. His mother said unto the servant, whatsoever says unto you, do it. Now, I don't know what all of this caused in that statement of Jesus. That's why he said, none of us not yet come. But we do know that up to this time, we have not performed a miracle. But the mother said to the servant, whatever he says, do. Now this gives a little proof to the idea to take you this is one of the gods that is there. So there were set 6 water pots of stone. After them is purifying the Jews, then should be circumcised. Jesus saith unto them, fill the water pots with water. They filled them up to the brim. He saith unto them, draw out now. Bear unto the governor of the feast, and they bear it. When the ruler of the feast has tasted the water that has been made wine, and you not put the jars in the servant to give water to you, the governor of the feast called the bridegroom, said to them as the man at the beginning, let's set forth good wine, and when all men have drunk, that is, well drunk or drunk freely, then that would be worse. But thou hast kept good wine unto them. This is many of the miracles which Jesus did in Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on. This was miracle number one. Let us return to God about wine as far as the drinking or the not drinking of the wine is concerned. It's not the message. What I am concerned about is the fact that Jesus has the power to transform that water into wine. This is the beginning of the miracle. And it shows us the transforming power of Jesus. And it's very interesting to me to know that this is the way that he sets forth his miracle. And it's this. Because after all, that's really what Jesus and his ministry is all about. Faith is faith. And so, you can change your life into a transform. You can transform your life. number one. They were the top ranking religion group. They could even compare it. Not only that, but he was a leader. Well, some part of the government, a ruler. It is said that he was a military officer that he could pick, which meant that he was of the top ranking religion among all the people. Now, this same one came to Jesus the night, and he addresses him with the Hebrew title of Rabbi. Jesus didn't object to it. He said, Rabbi, thou art the teacher come from God, and no man can do these miracles, the signs that God is, except God be with us. Now watch the response. Watch the response of Jesus. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, and it is truly true. The Greek word is amen, amen. Before we get our expression, amen or amen. And it means truth. Amen. Amen, he said. I say unto thee, except a man be born again, anew, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, this pointed, stated by Jesus, apparently without any further explanation. This man was a brainy man, but he was lost. This man was a religious man, but he was lost. This man was a ruler among Jews, but he was lost. He was a good man. Lost. Jesus cut it to the heart, the first thing. Amen, amen, he said, God. But he said, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This man thought that he was already part of God. This man thought that he already is the kingdom of God. This man thought that the kingdom of God revolves around him and his group. And Jesus laid it low. Nicodemus came back with a second question. He said, how can man be born when he's old? And he entered the second time into his present group and was born. The heart was broken. All fit to death. Now Jesus comes back and he says, amen, amen. I said it is, except the man be born of water